Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. There is an ancient adage in Latin that teaches corruptio optimi pessima. Translated, that means the corruption of the best is the worst. In more modern lingo, we might say the higher they climb, the harder they fall. It seems every day in the evening news, we see served up new examples of the fall of those who rose to the heights in politics, in corporations, in entertainment. But the classic example of this colossal collapse from a Christian point of view is the fall of Lucifer, the great angel of light. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9 describes a prehistoric war in heaven, when Lucifer and one-third of his angelic followers were hurled out of heaven by Saint Michael the Archangel. According to later tradition, we learned that Lucifer was the brightest and the most brilliant of all the angels, and his fall from grace created a wide wake of woe that reaches us even today, whenever we too are tempted to follow that fallen angel. To no one else could the Latin adage be applied more aptly than to Lucifer, corruptio optimi pessima. In him we see the far-flung consequences of what happens when the best becomes the worst. But this Latin phrase also has a counterpart, its opposite. When corruption is undone by conversion. If the corruption of the best is the worst, then the conversion of the worst can be the best. Again, from a Christian biblical perspective, an eminent example of the worst becoming the best occurred on the road to Damascus, and the conversion of Saul, the feared Pharisee, into Paul, the fearless apostle. Think about this remarkable reversal. All the great gifts of intelligence, zeal, courage, and compassion that Pharisee Saul employed to tear down the church brick by brick, Saint Paul turned around and used to build up the church stone by living stone. Sadly, the corruption of the best is the worst. But fortunately, the conversion of the worst becomes the best. On September 21st, the church celebrates the feast of Saint Matthew. Matthew was another preeminent example of how the conversion of the worst can become the best. Matthew was a tax collector and considered the worst kind of Jew, because he collaborated with the Roman authorities in levying taxes on his own Jewish brothers and sisters. He was a traitor to his country. How often the Pharisees found fault with Jesus, who ate with tax collectors and prostitutes. Both professions were equally odious in the eyes of the self-righteous Pharisees. But Jesus knew well that while the corruption of the best is the worst, like in the case of Lucifer, he also believed that the conversion of the worst is the best, like in the case of Paul and Matthew. Pope Francis describes the moment in which Jesus looked at Saint Matthew and called him at his customs post, using a Latin phrase, miserando atque elegendo. The Pope put that phrase on his papal coat of arms because it captures the core of his papacy. It means Jesus looked with mercy and chose the tax collector who turned into an apostle. The key that unlocks the heart of Matthew is Jesus' look, a look full of mercy. You know, it is sometimes said that if looks could kill, and I've shot that look a few times at altar servers at Mass, but looks can also heal hearts and save sinners, especially a loving look from Jesus. The Lord's look converts the worst into the best. And Matthew never forgot that memorable and merciful look. Today, our deanery observes a day of prayer and penance. We pray for and about two things happening in the church today, which I would suggest are summarized by these two Latin phrases. First of all, we are witnessing the corruptio optimi pessima, the corruption of the best into the worst, in the clergy sexual abuse crisis, the corruption of some priests and bishops, even archbishops and cardinals, have become the worst in the church. The abuse of minors was followed up by the cover-up of those crimes. We rightly hold our clergy to high standards, but that also inescapably means that their fall from grace will have devastating consequences. The higher they climb, the harder they fall. But I believe the second Latin phrase is more powerful than the first and can even reverse its effects. Miserande atque elegendo. Jesus looked with mercy and called him. We plead with Jesus to look at us with mercy today, at a church that repents of our sins, seeks forgiveness, and begs for the grace of renewal to be apostles again. We ask Jesus to look at all the victims of sexual abuse and heal their broken hearts and their broken lives with his mercy. We pray that Jesus looks at the whole world obsessed with money, sex, and power, the ingredients that create the cocktail of the clergy corruption, and rehabilitate a world that is drunk. It is very true that looks can kill, but one look from Jesus can save and change a moment of corruption into a moment of conversion. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of diocesan priests, used to go into his parish church to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He described his simple but saintly prayer technique, saying, "I sit down in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I look at Jesus, and he looks at me." It only takes one loving look from the Lord to change our corruption into our conversion. Praised be Jesus Christ.